You're listening to SBS News.
Like many of the world's airports at the moment, the arrivals hall at Vienna's International Airport is pretty empty. Any passengers arriving on the few international flights that do arrive in Austria have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks unless they can provide the authorities with a negative COVID-19 test. But tests are often hard to come by, meaning most travellers face 2 weeks of isolation. Now, however, the tests are being offered at Vienna Airport, if you're willing to pay. Gunter Offner is the chief financial officer at the airport.
The demand is huge, and I think it's a real good service for those who are travelling right now and who want to be secure that they are not bearing the virus. It definitely would not work for 100,000 passengers as we have on a normal day. But it's an important first step and a service for those who are forced to travel now for a family reason or for a business reason.
Passengers who want to take the test are taken to a room where a health worker takes a specimen from their throat with a long swab. These are PCR tests, which reveal if a person is currently infected with COVID-19. The specimens are analysed on the spot, and the results are usually available within 3 hours. If they're positive, the authorities are alerted, but if they're negative, people are able to move around freely. These returning travellers say that's important.
Absolutely. It's a question of safety, and because legally I would otherwise have to quarantine for 2 weeks right now, which would be much more unpleasant.
I have to work next week, and my employer is paying for this, because otherwise I'm basically quarantined for 14 days. But because I can get this test, hopefully that will be cancelled, because I feel well.
The tests are also available for departing passengers, although people are urged to check the regulations at their destination. Gunter Offner says different countries have different conditions for entry.
What I think is very essential is that, at least on an European level, these conditions are defined as soon as possible. What is necessary to travel safely and healthy?
For now, though, air travel remains strictly limited. At many airports, all that can be seen are parked airplanes. But there are hopes that virus testing could make the situation easier, not just in Vienna, but in other countries too. And you can keep up to date on the latest coronavirus news at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.